Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Welcome to Mama Shar's house, y'all. Be prepared to laugh, cry, pee your pants, or puke, as you just never know what's going to happen. So sit back, relax, and find your frequency. Here's the woman of my dreams, Mama Shar.
Hey, y'all. Welcome to Mama Shar's house 2016. Woohoo! We made it another year. I love this. You know, the new year always is a chance to start afresh. Not that we need it. We can do this any time of the year. But for some reason, people love to use the new year to make changes. So we're ready to make changes. And I am ready to make resolutions. And you heard that right. Resol. R-E-S-O-U-L-U-T-I-N-O-S. I am here today to promote a great legacy, Martin Luther King Jr. And I know in my heart that this man loved God and he loved people and he lived by the second greatest commandment, love thy neighbor as thyself. So today I'm going to share a few tidbits of facts that I will disclaim right now. I did find them on the internet, and we all know that everything is right on the internet, wink, wink. So I'm going to be using the word allegedly every now and then because some of this could be facts, could be fiction, and we're just not sure, but I found them very interesting behind the man. You know, so, and after, I'm going to share some of this, and in between, I'm going to also play 5 minutes of his I Have a Dream video or audio clip. That pretty much is the famous part of the speech, but in reality, it's only a very small portion of the speech. So I would highly recommend that today being recognition of his birthday, that you gather your family around YouTube and you Google and you listen to the entire speech. It is less than 20 minutes long, and it is just jam-packed of wisdom and love. So I wanted to share, first of all, what I found very interesting about Martin Luther King was his birthday is January the 15th, but we always celebrate it the third Monday of January, that being today. And he actually was not birth name Martin Luther. His birth name was Michael King Jr., but his father was enamored with a German theologian, and when Martin Luther was 2 years old, Michael King Sr. changed his name to Martin Luther King Sr., and thus he changed Michael King Jr. to Martin Luther King Jr. So I thought that was pretty cool. His dad fell in love with this German theologian so much that he wanted to live the legacy of this man through his name. So that was pretty cool. And also, it is alleged that at age 12, his parents forbid him to go to a parade. But Martin Luther King Jr., being the strong-willed man that he has always obviously been, decided attend the parade anyway. While he was attending the parade, his grandmother passed away of a heart attack. And he was so distraught with grief that supposedly he tried to commit suicide by jumping out of a two-story building. Thank God it didn't happen, right? Because we wouldn't be living the legacy and his wisdom right now. Also, when he was 15, he went to college. He skipped two years in high school. So the man was brilliant. He not only, you know, got a bachelor's degree, but he also went on to get a PhD by the time he was 25. You know, so that's where all of the, I guess, the charismatic wisdom comes from and everything. But while he was in college, he actually got a C in public speaking, which if you are a speaker like I am, that just gives me warm fuzzies to know that this great speaker was given a C in public speaking. And that gives me hope that someday I will be as eloquent and as wise as MLK Jr. And others may still give me a C, but we all know that that was a bogus grade, for sure. And also, I found out that he was another assassinated attempt happened to him 10 years prior to his assassination. And he took a letter opener. Yeah, I guess, you know, back in 58, that was the weapon of choice, was a letter opener to the chest. But God saw fit to miss the aorta, and the doctors had told him, if you sneezed during all the hours of waiting, your aorta would have been punctured and you would have drowned in your own blood. But God, right? And he didn't want to become a minister. In fact, he had decided not to become a minister like his father and his grandfather, but a professor actually talked him into it, and we're glad that he did. So he actually got a PhD at Crozer Theological Seminary in Pennsylvania at the age of 25. And some of his most famous quotes I have been looking at all day on Facebook. And I love them all. I mean, every one of them, I read it, and you can just see the wisdom and the love in all of these. And some of them is, if a man is called to be a street sweeper, he should sweep streets even as Michelangelo painted, or Beethoven composed music, or Shakespeare wrote poetry. He should sweep streets so well that all the host of heaven and earth will pause to say, here lived a great street sweeper who did his job well. And I love that. I love that. No matter what your position in life, your commitment to that position should be to the highest level. Also, another one was, whatever affects one directly affects all indirectly. I can never be what I ought to be until you are what you ought to be. This is the interrelated structure of reality. And another one, if you can't fly, then run. If you can't run, then walk. If you can't walk, then crawl. But whatever you do, you have to keep moving forward. Now, some of the other little tidbits that I found very, very interesting about MLK Jr., it is alleged that Martin Luther King was quite the woman's man. And he was causing such a stir that the FBI supposedly, allegedly, was sending him anonymous letters trying to blackmail him into keeping his mouth shut about civil liberties and telling him that if he didn't back down, that they were going to come forward to the Protestants, Catholics, and Jews and tell them who they were, who he actually was with all the infidelity. So I'm not sure that that's true, because we really won't know, because all those records will not be released until 2027. So I guess in 11 more years, I'll be on the radio and I'll come back and we'll have a discussion about those sealed records and if all of this stuff was true or not. And, you know, at the time that MLK Jr. received his Nobel Peace Prize, he was the youngest. Not only, you know, the youngest, now his ripple effect, now the youngest is 17 that is keeping the Nobel Peace Prize legacy alive. So that's the ripple effect at all. And I found something very humorous, but not so much, but, you know, I'm kind of quirky this way. But the day that Martin Luther King was assassinated, all right, number one, he was out on the balcony smoking, but he didn't want his children to know that he smoked. And so when he was assassinated, his counterpart actually removed the cigarettes from his shirt to keep that secret hidden from his children. So I'm assuming that he was trying to, you know, he was human. Obviously, he was human. He was brilliant, and he was a great leader, and, I mean, a scholar, but he was human. He had desires and needs just like you and I do. The only difference between most of us, he pursued those dreams, you know, and we're glad that he did. Also, on the day that he was assassinated, there was another person that was assassinated that same day, and unfortunately, it was the switchboard operator. So when he was assassinated, there was no one to call for help because the switchboard operator was lying dead also. So it took a long time. It was a great delay in getting the ambulance to the scene because nobody knew how to work the switchboard. Now, you have to know, this is not like our common 911 now. These were actually plugs that had to be inserted into certain holes to make the connection. So it wasn't as easy as just someone picking up the phone. You really had to know the switchboard. So that's why it took such a long time for him to get help, and he ultimately passed. I noticed today one of the things that I read on Facebook that, you know, says, I have decided to stick with love. Hate is too great a burden to bear. Man, if we could just wrap our heads around that, you know, just brilliant. And it's like, life's most persistent and urgent question is, what are you doing for others? I mean, I can't even stress that strong enough of how we need to love one another. And so on that note, I'm going to play you 5 minutes and 17 seconds of Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream segment of his speech that day. So you guys come on back afterwards, and I'm going to have my closing remarks about this brilliant man. Y'all be blessed, and please listen.
So even though we face the difficulties of today and tomorrow, I still have a dream. It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, the sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream that one day, even the state of Mississippi, a state sweltering with the heat of injustice, sweltering with the heat of oppression, will be transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice. I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day, down in Alabama, with its vicious racists, with its governor having his lips dripping with the words of interposition and nullification, one day right there in Alabama, little black boys and black girls will be able to join hands with little white boys and white girls as sisters and brothers. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day every valley shall be exalted, and every hill and mountain shall be made low. The rough places will be made plain, and the crooked places will be made straight, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. This is our hope. This is the faith that I go back to the South with. With this faith, we will be able to hew out of the mountain of despair a stone of hope. With this faith, we will be able to transform the jangling discords of our nation into a beautiful symphony of brotherhood. With this faith, we will be able to work together, to pray together, to struggle together, to go to jail together, to stand up for freedom together, knowing that we will be free one day. This will be the day when all of God's children will be able to sing with new meaning, "My country, 'tis of thee. Sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's cry. From every mountainside, let freedom ring. And if America is to be a great nation, this must become true. And so let freedom ring from the prodigious hilltops of New Hampshire. Let freedom ring from the mighty mountains of New York. Let freedom ring from the heightening Alleghenies of Pennsylvania. Let freedom ring from the snow-capped Rockies of Colorado. Let freedom ring from the curvaceous slopes of California. But not only that, let freedom ring from Stone Mountain of Georgia. Let freedom ring from Lookout Mountain of Tennessee. Let freedom ring from every hill and molehill of Mississippi, from every mountainside. Let freedom ring, and when this happens, and when we allow freedom ring, when we let it ring from every village and every hamlet, from every state and every city, we will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, "Free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last."
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Dr. King. Freedom ring. You know, in our world today, we have forgotten to love our neighbor as ourselves. Justice is no longer equal. And I have a dream too, Dr. King. I dream that one day soon we, the people, will live our truth and honor the word of God in this nation. My last quote from Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. is, "Nonviolence means avoiding not only external physical violence, but also internal violence of spirit. You not only refuse to shoot a man, but you refuse to hate him." And my closing comment is, God bless America. God bless us all. And please remember, Jesus said the second greatest commandment is to love your neighbor as yourself. Be blessed and tune in next week. I love you all. And as always, you can find me at MamaShar.com or on all social media at MamaSharBlessed. Good day.